This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Hi, y'all. Hello. Happy Saturday morning. Is it morning? We'll see. Hope y'all are getting stupid. Welcome to the one and only Drag Race Recap Instagram Live on the whole internet. We're so continually honored. We're getting a lot of awards, Peabody's, Pulitzer's, Nobel Peace Prizes, etc. If you want to support us, you can give me money at Venmo at my name, Monogapian or Mono-Agapian. It's one of those. You'll see my brown face and you'll be happy. Give us money there. We have a lot of drag to talk about. Before we introduce our gag tress, I want to remind y'all that on Monday, we'll be releasing an episode with the one and only Thorgy Thor. Oh my God, that's going to be dumb fun. Can't wait for that. But we're here to talk about UK because right now we're inundated with incredible, amazing bags and controversial opinions. UK's episode this week was a little bit more fun than US. Scarlett! I think I see her. She's coming in. And she is the trade of this Instagram Live. I'll say it. Hi!
Hi, how are
Let's
you?
Let's see. Okay, is it good? How are you, Miss Scarlett Bobo? You look cute.
I'm good.
We'll just say hi to everyone here. Hi, Michael. Thanks for clocking my Ring doorbell. Hi, Mr. Cousin Insta. Hi, gal. Hi, Bobo's Bay. Oh. Hi, Born in Texas, poor. We live for you. Hi, Drag Race Facts. Why? Hi. While we're waiting for Miss Bobo to come back. Oh, there she is. Let me know what y'all thought as a whole of the UK's return. Are we having fun with this UK season?
Hi.
Is that someone, better? Yeah, that is better. Someone wrote in the comments, you pulled a Ginny Lemon, which is very funny.
Oh, goodbye. I'm out of here. I'm
Bye.
Myself in the competition.
Bye, love.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. I'm improving my own light as we speak. I'm great. You look so cute.
Thank you.
My God. Yeah. I was also like grooming my face today because it's like, I don't know, you have a really well-groomed beard situation.
Thank you. It's not by choice.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just kind of happened. I had like a full beard. Like, it was as thick as yours. And
yeah.
I was like, what the hell? And I had to start grooming it and like trimming it in different places. I was like, oh, this is weird. I've never had to do this before.
It's but, exhausting.
Yeah, I would, because I usually shave my face, but I'm not doing drag as often.
Right yeah. Now. Yeah, God, you look great. You're giving me male drag right now. You're giving me this genderqueer gorgeousness right now.
you
are the trade. I already said this. You're the trade of this Instagram Live.
I'm the trade of the Instagram Live. Apparently, I live.
Yeah, I have a trillion questions for you. First off, I just want to ask you how was your journey? Like, obviously, doing CDR in such strange quarantine times, and how is it different up there in Canada?
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm in LA.
You're in LA. Well, I would love to be in LA right now because I'm in Vancouver and we just got this freak storm. Like, Vancouver hasn't had like a blizzard in like 4 years. And
Whoa. It's
like there's like snow everywhere right now. So I'd much rather be in LA.
I bet. There's all this tsunami nonsense happening, and I'm sure that's how it's hitting Vancouver in some weird way.
Yeah, but it never snows here, and it's like a blizzard. It's
that's
crazy. Like, there's
nuts.
So much snow. I was like, I haven't had to pull my winter jacket out once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just you're locked in double.
I'm just like not leaving. Like when I walk my dog, and I'm like, no, I'm staying inside for the rest of the day.
is the Covina situation, besides the weather, is it a little bit more relaxed up there? Not really.
It's getting better up here for sure. Like, so like being on the show during the pandemic was weird. Like, we filmed the show before the pandemic, so everything was fine. And we were like, oh, this is going to be great. And kind of when the pandemic hit, we were like, how long is this going to last? Like, is it going to last 2 months? Is it going to last, you know, who knew it was going to last 10 months?
Oh my fucking God. Totally new normal. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to go out again. Like, I don't know how I'm going to.
Oh, I know exactly how I'm going to go out again.
Like, got poppers, liquor.
Like, just screaming through the crowd.
I will lose my mind. I will be the last one at the party where I used to be the bitch who was like, let's sneak out before 1 a.m. Never again.
Oh, no, I'm going to be like, all the lights are going to need to be on, and I'm going to need to be escorted off the premises the next time I'm allowed to go out. For sure.
Truly. Which one will I need first, the COVID test or the STI test? Who can tell?
Girl, like, I don't even care.
Oh, my God. You were incredible on your season.
Thank you.
You are so fun. Top three. Holy shit. I mean, you really blew me. I mean, you blew everyone away, but like, you were so consistently great throughout the season. But then in the top three, you were like, you did this really unusual thing. I find where you had the best performance at the top three. Like, everyone was great, but I really think you stole the show at the top three.
Thank you.
What was that like? Like, what was that like just being like going, just getting better, 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 better? And like, what drove you to fucking burn it down in the top, like at the end?
Well, like, I knew going on to the show that I wasn't going anywhere. Like, not like in a cocky sense. Like, I told like my fiance and my mom and all my best friends, I was like, I'm not coming home until I get to the top three. I was like, I want to win for sure. Like, that's obviously like in the goal line, but I was like, I'm not leaving. And I did every single thing I could. Even if I was like, okay, if I was mediocre in that challenge, but then like killed it on the runway, I was making sure that I wasn't going anywhere. So getting to top three and like winning the ball challenge right before I got to top three, like that was the challenge that got me into the finale. It was kind of like this moment, like I think they kept trying to tell me to like stop talking and crying, because I was like talking to myself and just like sobbing in the back, being like,
wait,
oh my God, I did it. Oh my God, I did it. Oh my God, I did it. Like, I was like freaking out.
You were just happy crying to yourself, like throughout the whole last episode.
Yeah. Like pretty much because like when they said I won and then Priyanka was safe and it was Rita and Jimbo on the bottom two, I was over in the court. Like, I was like behind the, I don't know, in the safe zone, I guess. I just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, just like muttering to myself. And then Priyanka got saved. And I was looking at Priyanka and I was like, we did it. Oh my God, we did it. And they were like, guys, shut up. We got to go. And we're like, like, just like a disaster.
That's fucking hilarious.
But yeah, that final episode, I just knew my body was so exhausted. I was so tired. We all were. But I was just like, this is it. Like, this is it. Win or lose, I'm like, I'm putting on a show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had the backup dancers and we had our costumes. Well, I wish I'm wearing the jacket. I'm wearing my finale jacket, actually.
From my
You Wear It Well. I saw it in the closet. And I was like, I want to wear this.
Oh, gag. Now, oh, my. It's so cute.
Yeah, they're like the hair, the costumes. Like, when we got all dolled up, we were looking at each other. We're like, we look like a fucking pop group. Like, we felt like we were a little more,
yeah,
you know. And I was like just get me out there, get me, like, let me pop off, let me do my thing. And I think I was so wound up from like not performing as much and like not having the lip sync for the whole season. Mm-hmm. By the time I got to the end, girl, I was like wound up so tight. I was like, mm-hmm, let me go. And then when they told us all three of us were gonna lip sync in that final lip sync, I was like, I literally went into like robot mode. I was like, G-g-g-g-g. I was like, okay, here we go,
man. You,
I was
like, you really, your pussy was shooting lava, because that was like, you really, everyone did great. No robberies, but you really won that last episode. That was incredible.
Thank you. It's okay. Priyanka herself has said that I won that lip sync.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens, you know? Sometimes it happens.
I was surprised I was like jumping over them. I was like, get out of my way. I come through. Watch out.
We do this one, like, that one moment where you did like the, this, I don't know what this is, but like you were like your knees kind of like you dashed into the stage with like your knees and your body open.
Yeah. I had it. That was so funny. I had it in my head. I was like, this is going to go two ways. I like split second. I was like, I'm either going to like face slam and like be the most embarrassing moment on television history, mm-hmm, or like, this is going to work. And I knew the kind of stage is a little slippery and I had these like secret boots on. I was like, I'm just going to like run and like slide on my knees and like see what happens.
It worked.
I remember my knees hitting the end of the stage. I was like, I whipped up and I was like, oh, I did it.
Yeah.
I was like, so impressed with myself. I was like, I'm good.
It was a win. It was a win. And there was none of that hesitancy. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't tell any hesitancy from it. I was like, okay.
Do I do it?
Fucking crazy. I love it. Okay, I asked the question I asked everyone. I asked Boa, like, when they do our international all-stars, will you come back to the show?
Bitch, 100%. During the show, I was like, you know what? I don't know if I would ever do this again. This is really hard. Like, you think you know what Drag Race is. You think, mm-hmm, I've watched every season five times over. You know, no, you have no idea how it's like. And it is terrifying. And honestly, watching it back, I was like, oh, bitch, I killed that. I was like, I did really good. And I was like, I want to be up against the big girls. If there was ever an international, I think that would be so fierce. Like,
yeah, having, I want that.
Like, having like the UK girls with, mm-hmm, the Canadian girls and the US girls, and, mm-hmm, and then bringing in like, you know, Holland and
Thai girls. Like, why not?
Because then you get this dynamic of like, do you stick with the buddy from like your
very team? Survivor? Yes.
Like, let's say it's like, I don't know, me and Jimbo. Do I stick?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Jimbo because Jimbo's my buddy. But right. Like, what if like Widow Von Du gets on and like I'm also obsessed with her, or like Blue Hydrangea? So it's like,
totally,
yeah, it's this big brother almost like survival. Like, who are you gonna pick? Like, are you gonna pick your alliance that you came with? Or are you gonna pick like,
I love know? That, and the I think that would be fun.
Yeah,
oh, the personalities,
that would be drama, bitch, because
right,
like different views on a comedy and like sass, and those totally. UK girls are fucking sassy, honey.
That's fun. Ooh. And then all the drama with the different challenges, being like, oh, bitch, I'm doing, you know, we're doing an improv challenge. Get a Canadian girl stat, you know?
Get a Canadian girl quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can fucking sew too. So you would be coveted for a sewing challenge as well.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go as far as to say I can sew.
You can construct?
I made the thing happen. I did what I had to do. Yeah, I'm
just. You did what you did.
I did what I did. I think I would definitely have to take some sewing lessons. I think I should probably start doing that now, but I don't know where to go for sewing lessons when everything's locked up.
Who knows?
Yeah, I made a sewing machine work, and I made two pieces
of fabric. You fooled me.
Yeah, that's good, girl.
Yeah.
There was a lot of crying that first episode.
But yeah.
I was like, just make it to the end of the runway and back, and maybe through a lip sync.
But like, based on your winter ball thing, I was like, Jesus Christ, these looks are polished.
That was really hard.
Yeah.
That was like hard. Like that cape thing, I was like, it wasn't until like I put it on that I was like, okay, I look good. Like I kept looking at it being like, oh my God, something's missing. Oh my God, this looks like shit. Oh my God. And then once I put it all together, I was like, okay. No, it's not as bad as I thought. But I was like, feel like gluing things to my body, like while I'm like, all right, 5 minutes. I was like, ow.
It worked. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess I should ask you, how do you feel about this season of UK?
Okay, I'm really living for this season.
It's wild.
It is insane. These girls are completely savage. Uh-huh. They are so catty and. All their personalities are so big that it's like, I don't even know who I want to watch. I want to watch all of them at the exact same time. Like, I'm really, I'm completely gagged for this season.
And it feels like it's anyone's season because I don't know where they're going to go with this.
Yeah. Like, some of the decisions, I was like, really? Really? Mm-hmm. And then I thought I had in my head, like, I was like, this is Tace's to win. And then I was like, no, it's Laura's Cheney's going to win. And then I was Bimini could win. Like, and then like, okay, Ahura is like coming around the rear. Like, I'm kind of like, there's just so many really good queens on the show.
Yeah. They're incredible. Yeah. Oh, do you, can you believe, okay, what are your opinions on Ginny self-eliminating? What are your opinions? We, of course, support her and love her, but what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I've been asked this a couple times. I don't know. In my, like, one side of me wants to say, like, yes, that's so punk rock, like, fucking, fuck the man, like, like, fuck this, I'm not following your rules. But then at the same time, you know, I feel like sometimes the rules are there in place, and I'm the first one to say, like, fuck this shit, I'm not following your rules, of course, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I felt like Sister was almost, it almost took away from her lip sync.
Yeah.
And, like, if I was Estina or Joe Black or Cherry Valentine, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I'd be so pissed because, like, or any other queen in the UK that really wanted to get on that season. And I know it's, like, a big statement to make. And I think it's reacting very positively in her favor. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, you could have shown your community or your country, like what you could do. Like I would never do that. Like I think it's a cheap way out.
I do too.
To not be told, sashay away.
I know.
I think like, you know, you worked really hard to get here. Be an inspiration for these people and show them like what it is to perform.
Yeah. In a weird way, I feel like some of Rue's fire from this episode feels like a carryover from that. She's like, I survived quarantine and I have to go back to the show where one of these gals just walked all the way off the stage.
Sorry, I choked on my...
Are you alive? That's okay.
Sorry, I choked on my
water. Vodka's hard to drink in the morning.
No, I'm a gin girl.
Gin! I used to be gin, and then I had one too many. Okay, do you know how, like, okay, you know, I went to a bar where they gave me a gin and tonic that was, like, the size of a fishbowl.
Oh, my God.
Because it was, like, they're like, it's your birthday, what's your favorite drink? And I drank a fishbowl-sized gin and tonic, and I've never been the same. Never came back. Okay, so we have this Rona break. Veronica can't come back because she got the Veronica. What the fuck?
That sucks. Yeah, I think you're right about like Rue her carrying over her anger because she was not having it. She was like, I was like, oh my God. I think it was just a lot. I think she's like, my show's fucked up. This happened. Veronica can't come back. I think it was just like a lot.
Like,
that was probably really hard to deal with, like on a production standpoint as well. So she's probably pissed. Like, and she's like over it.
Yeah, she was pissed. The effort that went into making it COVID safe was probably a lot. And I think it was not that Joe did anything purposefully wrong, but I think the way she was like, it's H&M.
H&M.
Oh, you're cute?
Yeah, if she would have just said like, yeah, I know, I'm sorry. You know, I feel like it would have like gone on fine, but I feel like that like kind of like,
that was it.
Nasty cognitive, like that, like Rue was like,
yeah.
Like,
that was the last.
Like,
yeah.
She was just, and she was like, fuck your H&M. Like, if he would have just been like, yep, sorry, got it.
Totally. Like, exactly.
I think
she would have
been fine, but I think that was like literally like, someone, it was like a pin in her like back of her head that just set her right off. I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was fucking funny. And I think, because other people are wearing things that are a bit more plain and blah, blah, blah. And I think, you know, if she had just, kept that under her hat, I don't think she would have got yelled at.
Yeah. You know, like, I don't really feel like clapping back to, like, Brooke and Stacey.
Right.
But, like, I would never clap back to Michelle or Rue. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, like, you're asking for it. You're like,
right.
You know what I mean? They want to see your personality, but, like, in a different way. Like, don't
in clap a different
back
way.
Because they could be like, that's it. Gone.
Right. Well, the way that Tia would be like, it's trash. You know what I mean? It's so different from her being, you know what I mean? It's like, make fun of yourself. Don't be like, oh, it's actually this other cheap shit.
Yeah. Be like, oh, you know what? Yeah. Like, I was trying to go for something. It didn't read, you know, ha-ha.
That. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Okay. What about this crazy gag where the girls get to vote on who gets to come back? What about just that?
And like not even like a Big Brother where you get to like go behind. It's like, no, here's a mirror.
Yeah.
Say it to the faces right now. I'd be like, oh, what? Like, that's so uncomfortable because you know you're going to piss off two people right there. And then you're going to be like, sorry, girl, bye. Like, oh, shit. You know?
Crazy. Who, hypothetically, who would you have chosen?
I love Joe Black. I really love Estina, but I think I would have chose Cherry Valentine because just like looking at like, you know, I like that she was like, I'm a competition. If you want to challenge, if you want to win, really, really win, then you want to beat me. And like, you would have seen her looks, like that look she came in with, like she had, I could tell that she would have had some good looks. So in that moment, I would have been like,
incredible.
You know, yeah, I want some competition. And I would have brought you back. And as a viewer, I wish I would have seen all of her looks on the runway because she, you can tell she had some great looks.
Me too. I probably would have voted for Estina, but I agree. They're both incredible. Just Estina was incredible. I can't believe Estina didn't say, I have a Rue Peter badge. Let me come back.
Yeah. You didn't even see what I could do in that lip sync. I want to do it again.
I want to do it again. I don't know. And she could even give me a splash of Tamisha Iman and be like, hey, vote the black girl back in.
She could have been like, hey, listen, don't do this.
Listen.
You need a little more color on this panel right now.
Right? The UK, I literally on the first episode said the UK needs more POC representation, so make it happen.
Yeah,
that's fucking nuts. Okay, so we have our girl group. Our group thing is happening. They're split up into two teams. You did really good when y'all did that that choreography challenge. That was like episode 3 or something.
Ugh, that was so hard.
It looked hard. It was like it was like a 10-minute long song, wasn't it? It was fucking long.
Yeah, and then we had to like cross in between ourselves, and each chorus was a different version of the routine. But then I did it on tour, and now I can do the whole spin story. I can do the
love
whole
it.
Fucking thing. Now it's like stuck in my head forever now.
Fuck yeah.
But it was hard. I definitely was that. Have you ever seen that little kid in the teddy bear costume when he was like doing the choreography, but he's like bawling on stage at this like recital?
No, like, why haven't I seen this?
He's this little kid in like a teddy bear costume, and he's just like, oh, like just crying and doing the moves,
going through the steps, and he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, and that was okay. that was me all rehearsal. I was just like, oh. And Hollywood Jane was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'll be fine.
You did it though. You did it though. There was some really shady editing in that and y'all's, because they showed the people who fell out of choreography. They really showed it.
They really said she didn't get it.
And then, do you want to do another take? They're like, nope,
no,
we got it.
We're good. We got it.
It is shady that they had to do the same song twice.
Oh, hi, Helena. Sorry, my friend Helena Boyd.
Oh, good. Hey, Helena. Oh, feel free to say hi to anyone. Hi, Squidgy. Hi, Bacanawa.
Bing, bang, bong, sing.
Sing, sing, song.
Yeah,
bing, bang,
I was hoping they would give them two different versions because by the time the second group went on, I was like, I have to hear this song one more time.
Totally.
I was like, okay, you know, or they should have came out together. I feel like them doing the same song twice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I feel like then we're judging one specifically on one thing. I feel like it could have been maybe UK Han and something else.
And you're going to not like the second one. Either way, this one you hear second, you're going to be like, this feels redone. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It feels like a cover song or something. Yeah.
And I'm sick of the editing telling me how to feel. Like, let me watch the performance. You know? Like, let me watch.
Don't you tell me how to feel. I don't want to tell you how I feel.
Right? Just stop panning to MNEK going, whoa. You know, it's like, okay, let me decide.
Yeah.
Wild. It's wild. It happens. You know, okay, we have both.
I did like the first one better. Like, but
yeah, me too.
But that's because like the second one, the choreography, like if I had to see this one more time, I was like, And they kind of weren't even on sync with this one. But like, I live for Taste being like, Lawrence is like, I'm not going to get that. And Taste is like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Lawrence was like, oh, okay. Whoa. Taste is like, okay, so we're doing it again. Great. Oh, wrong. Do it again. Wrong.
Yeah.
Do it again. Like, but then look at Lawrence Cheney, like killed it, murdered it.
She did.
She did.
I also think she has a very special superpower that's like Bianca-ish in terms of like,
but she could like, I can kind of do everything and she's just not telling people.
You just love it. Or I just mean, you just love her. Like even when she's like, because like the fact that she can just be like RuPaul and you're like, and yes, every time it's funny. Like she just has this, she's so likable. You know?
Yeah, like, see, and like you, I want to hang out with her. You know what I mean? Like I want to get a beer with her. Like she's just she just seems so sweet. And
so
like,
sweet.
And I feel like she's really like kind of self-doubting herself in the way that she's like, oh yeah, like I'm good. Like I know I'm okay. But like not giving herself the credit she deserves. Like all of her looks have been amazing. Mm-hmm. She's hilarious. She's great in the acting challenges. She's great in the performance challenges. It's like, well, now like there's nothing you kind of can't do. Like I would be going to the workroom being like,
true.
I'd be going to the other girls if I were her and be like, I'm killing it. Y'all better watch out. Like,
yeah,
I think she could take it. Like she could
three in a row
us all and take the whole thing.
I think she could too. I think she could too. It'll be interesting to see.
And RuPaul
loves
her. Like every time she opens her mouth, RuPaul's like gagging. Like RuPaul thinks she's the funniest person ever.
She's incredible. Now, this is probably a bullshit thing, I think, but is she too similar to the Vivian? You know what I mean? Is it that thing where
I don't think so. I just think the Vivian is a very like, she's very pageant. She's very glam.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she was funny, but she wasn't as funny focused.
Yeah, she's got. I don't know. I think she's in her own. I think Lawrence is like more of like the comedy vibe, like you said, more of the Bianca Del Rio. She's crass. She's funny. Mm-hmm. She's abrasive, but she's also polished and so like super sweet and super talented.
Yeah,
so I think that they're. You know, I think that they are separate enough.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
And we need a bigger girl to win.
Like, yes! Oh my God!
I don't think there's been one girl to ever win.
No, there's never been.
And she's talented as fuck. I think top four is going to be a big girl. Yeah, I think top four is going to be Ohora, Bimini, Taze, and Lawrence.
I think you are right.
I gotta see it. That's gonna be the.
I think you're right.
Top three is gonna be. If they do a top three,
that's gonna be a tough one. They're gonna finally break up. They're gonna break up Taze or Ohora. One of them.
Oh, you think so? They're probably.
They're gonna make them lip sync, and they're gonna be like, I hooked up with her.
And they're like living together now.
I know. Isn't that so funny? What about these COVID storylines we're getting immediately in the episode of like my livelihood changed, etc.?
I'm kind of living for it because like every time before I watch Drag Race, I have to see the Work the World tour. Mm-hmm. And I love the Work the World tour, don't get me wrong, but I get so angry because I'm like, that should be me.
Of course I should be doing that.
So I kind of really am happy that they're putting in the storylines right away and they're kind of like coming in one by one and reuniting with each other because I'm sitting here like wanting to do things and like my life stopped. And so at least they're in the same boat. Like, you know what I mean? Like I can kind of resonate with them. I can relate to the shit that has been going on with them.
So yeah, like, no, I kind of like it.
It's making me feel like, okay, you know, it's not just me.
It does help, right? It's like, because we're all fucked up, but like we're fucked up together. And how do you feel about the fact that like, you know, like now there's this weird conversation in this season being like, y'all got to bring stuff back. Like that is so wild to be like, you saw my outfit and you brought another. Like this whole thing is new.
That was weird because I wonder if she really did see the other outfit and said, I'm going to be bag of chips as well. And then, came back with it not as good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I understand if you're switching your idea and, like, something's in the back of your head because you saw it in the workroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oops, you know, I took inspiration by it. But, like, copying the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a mistake. If anything, subconscious. I hope it was a full just coincidence.
I really hope so.
Yeah, it wouldn't behoove anybody. And you know, I am an ignorant slut, so like I have never been to the British seaside. So maybe that is just like a thing you think of.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Maybe. Okay. Listen, you want to chat about these runway looks?
Yeah.
So we do something here that no other drag outlet does, and we either give the looks a positive review by chirping them or a less positive review by burping them. And so
chirping and burping.
It's a chirper burp. And it's brand new. If any other podcast is doing it, let me know. I would love I would love to find another drag podcast. So are you ready, gal?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, of course, we have Miss Bimini coming out first in this baby blue French Vogue with a parasol number. What? I love it.
Chirp. It's so good. She looks beautiful. Her makeup, the whole outfit. It was, like, so different for her, but still her. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. Oh, my God. It
might be a caca.
Caca!
It is, like... It is so good.
Squawk.
Like, I was like, if they pick one winner, maybe it's her. Because I just thought this look was like Princess Peach does Italian Vogue. I thought it was so gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was great.
It was beautiful. I was living.
Live. Okay, we have Miss Case coming in. She's giving us some art pop, mermaid, Venus, caught in the net.
yeah, I need to give it a chirp. I thought it was good. I thought it was fierce. I thought it was
gorgeous.
Fierce. Yeah, it wasn't like the most incredible thing on the runway, but it was like a good outfit. Like it was good. Yeah. I loved her mullet. I'm a big fan of mullets.
Hello. Hello.
But yeah, it was stuck to her skin. It was form fitting.
It was great. Yeah. Did she have like a wet hair or something? Anyway, she looked incredible.
No, so that's the one thing. Her mullet was kind of just like not like it was looked just like hairspray. It was like, I would have literally dripping. Like I would want like right before
dripping.
Like just water dripping down my face for sure.
I'm dripping. That whole thing.
I'm dripping.
I miss the Vivian. Someone give that hooker $100,000, please.
Me too. I'll take them too.
I mean, right.
We can play.
I am jealous of this Canadian no taxes on gifts thing. That's true, right?
Yeah, we would have got like Pri's getting $100K no tax, dude.
Oh my god. That's nice. That is nice. Okay, Taste. Oh, we said Taste. Ahura. Giving us chips in the newspaper, ketchup all over the place.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Squawk.
It's chirp. A squawk, chirp. Yeah. It is perfect. The makeup up close. Wow.
Oh, she's so good at makeup. There's like she's beautiful. Like she's so talented with makeup. It's insane. Her face is stunning. Oh my god.
So stunning. And like Sisters was good, but when you see the makeup close up, I was like, oh fuck. This is so cruel. Because if you just saw Sisters, you would have been like, yes.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Yeah.
Lawrence giving us a lifesaver with silver touches. She's a literal fucking lifesaver.
She is a literal lifesaver. I liked it.
I loved it.
I'm going to chirp it because I was just like, you would come out of that. Like, it was like something that you wouldn't expect, but like, oh, yeah. I completely agree with that.
Color palette. Like, it was like the orange was fun and the silver was fun. And like, even like her hair being kind of silvery with orange touches, yeah. I thought it was nice.
So funny.
Yeah.
She's coming out like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
She's fucking again, great.
She can do whatever she wants and I'll live for it.
Easy to live for. She's a chirp. She's a chirp. Yeah. Chirp. Okay. We have Miss Ellie coming out as a seagull slut. What do we think?
I'm burping it. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just.
You were it's a little like, Jim Henson. It's a little.
You were literally in a seagull costume.
It's like from a Muppets movie. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean?
I feel like if she would have just like, you know, had like some fierce wings here and like some like feathers coming out of here, like taking the concept, but like, you know, it literally looked like a sock puppet.
It was Chuck E. Cheese. Do you know what Chuck E. Cheese is in Canada? Yeah, do they have Chuck? It's Chuck E. Cheese. That's Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, like it was very mascot, I think.
And her
makeup's so beautiful and she's so gorgeous that I wish you could like see her face, like it was just all feathers, which probably took forever, but I'm like, I wish I could see like her face and like what her makeup could do. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
She's beautiful, like she's really gorgeous.
So funny and weird. You're right, there's incredible effort putting into this look.
I was like oh
I'm gonna give it a light chirp because it's literally a bird. But
literally like it was a bird. I don't know.
Yeah. You be on it. No, it's fine. You know, we're grading on the scale of amazing to less amazing. It's okay if you say it's less amazing.
Yeah.
Tia's giving us a soft serve cone with a cherry on top. No. Should she go back to Party City?
That was like a joke.
That was a burp.
That was like a costume that like you and your buddies are like, hey, let's go as ice cream.
like a fucking TikTok video. We're like, let's wear this and then order ice cream.
Yeah, and like I was like, really? Like she could have had like bitch like a pencil skirt, like some like floor length gown that the cones are breaking off of,
and the material
melting down. Yeah, it was just like a box around her.
It was a box, and it was like shiny in a bad way.
I didn't know what was going on, and it was bouncing around funny. Like, if you're gonna make it like that, then make it like so exaggerated. Like, make it like a big hoop skirt. Like, it's gotta. I don't know. Like I wore a lot of bodysuits on my season, but I made the bodysuits look really cool.
And you like made it crazy and asymmetrical and all that shit.
Yeah, I feel like it was just like she could have had a bodysuit with the ice cream thing on top, but the whole cone thing was just weird.
It wasn't amazing. It was not amazing. It's a burp. It's a burp, and she knows it. She knows it. There's just no. And underneath, she's wearing her Cynthia Lee Fontaine like red ombre shorts. I'm like, girl,
give us a nude panty or like, keep it even white, you know, with the ice cream, like, oops. Yeah. Where did the red come from?
Why?
And I'm a big fan of red, but.
Right. Clearly. It's in your damn name. Sister giving us, you know, she has this bag of chip look, but you know, she has a bird on her head. That's fun. That's fun. What do you think? If I guess, how would you chirp or burp it?
I don't want to burp it because like it's a good outfit.
Right. It's cute.
Like a baby Sarah Jean.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hello, darling.
Whoa, we love her. Come, I love her. She's so fun.
I would give it like a hiccup.
A hiccup. I accept that. Light chirp for me too, which is we now officially a hiccup. And finally, okay, Joe Black's look, windy day, tickets and ice cream, glitter chips.
Love. Like that reminded me of like my thing with when I had like my scarf all like kind of turned out. Like
with the ice stickles.
Yeah, I would have done something like that. Like I thought that was so funny. The ice cream is coming up here, and each piece of ice cream or like a sprinkle had glitter and rhinestones on it. The tickets had rhinestones on them. Like the tickets, just the tickets in the way that they were. Like I thought the whole thing was wicked.
Love.
I live for that outfit. And I think that even the judges too, they were like, we love you so much and we love this outfit, but like,
right.
The performance is not good.
Let's talk about the rest of it. Yeah.
Yeah, damn. But the outfit was great. And it's
so good. And it's so weird that there was so much foreshadowing for this. Cause like in the first episode, they keep showing that damn wig. And you know what I mean? Like I remember in this season, they like, it could have been probably the editors just left it in on purpose because they knew she was coming back. But like they really zero in on the wig and she's like, yes, I've elevated my drag. I'm excited to show this. And we actually got to see it, which was a gag. So
yeah, I didn't catch that. It was my friend Helena Poison said it was very Bobo inspired because Helena Poison was the one that like made that wig and made that.
Oh, really? Cute. Yeah.
Helena Poison, she helped me with my entire package. Like we sat together for like days. She just like, I was yelling at her and she was drawing out everything. And like,
wow.
Yeah. Then we created it together. Yeah.
Go support her. Oh, and I'm going to say this again, but where can we support you? I'm going to say this again when we're done, we're getting towards the end, but let's just say it right now. Where can we support you? Venmo, PayPal, anything like that.
You can PayPal me at paypal.me/ScarlettBobo. ScarlettBobo. And you can go on ScarlettBobo.com. I'm going through a little revamp of Bobo. A little Bobo 2.0 is coming.
Oh.
So we're going to be doing some getting rid of all of our merch and everything and creating some new merch and new website, new everything. So I'm super excited. So make sure you go to scarlettbobo.com and may follow all the new shit that we're going to be doing. And on social media, it's Scarlett Bobo on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. Yeah. Oh, check out my YouTube channel because I'm starting to put out more videos on my YouTube channel.
Love.
And I'm actually starting my own podcast, which I'm really excited about.
Oh my God. Okay. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I've been talking about it for like 6 months because ever since quarantine and everything, I have like my big mic and my pop filter and all the lights and I've got everything to record, a new iPad and everything. And my fiance's been bugging me to do it. He's like, why not? Mm-hmm. Like, you have all these connections and everything and all these people. So I want to be talking to basically someone local in the community and then more so, and then like someone from a Drag Race season.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and kind of just like have a conversation going with like life, what's happening with COVID, you know, what everyone's working on. Like, let's say if it's like, I don't know, like Ahura and Helena Poison, for instance, two big makeup artists, queens, you know, I would cater that interview to being more makeup related. And I don't know, I think I've been doing these podcasts and have been doing a bunch of them and I've been living for them.
It's fun. Like,
I love talking. I love hearing my own voice.
Right.
You know, I have so many amazing drag friends and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why don't I just mesh it together? I'm sitting at home, not doing anything anyway.
Fuck yeah. I mean, yeah, it's the new Kiki in the back of a gay bar. It's what we need.
It really is. I'll have to have you on so we can talk.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I'll come on. I would love to be your local queen.
Be my local
queen. Truly, I'd be honored. But that is, it's so true. It's so great. And like, obviously, the one other great thing about podcast, for us and queerdos that we are, is like we get to control the conversation And quite frankly, we don't get that opportunity that much, especially in like big media outlets. It's like Drag Race and then what? Pose? You know, like, like, okay, those are the two shows.
And we're not getting on Pose anytime soon. So
I mean, can't get in a big ballroom like Legendary.
Yeah, right. And it's fun. It's something that, like, you know, if like I love musicals. So like one day I can have like a musical Broadway queen. I love video games. One day I can, like, you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
I get to talk about these things that make me happy and I pick and choose my podcast and like where I want to go, because I want to make sure that it's not just like a boring, like, oh, Scarlett, mm-hmm. what inspired you to have your name? You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
I want something that I'm going to like be like laughing and like have fun with. And
yeah.
And I think it's fun to like, yeah, control your own narrative.
It's so fun. Oh, I can't. Well, we'll check that out. Please post about it. We'll repost. We'll do the whole thing.
Thank you.
I guess all we have to talk about is, you know, who happened to fall into the bottom. We have our winning team. They all get a Rue Peter badge. Oh my God. Rue screams. I mean, we love this. We love Rue screaming about H&M. We already touched on it, but
it's so good.
And then she kind of apologizes. She's like, sorry. That was a lot.
She was like, Mama Rue has been in quarantine for 14 days.
Uh-huh.
She ain't getting digged down. She's a little cranky.
She's not getting that Montana dick she's used to. That was wild. And like, we already talked about it, but like, you can wear H&M and be gaggy. And obviously people brought up, you know, Estina wearing that ASOS jacket and slaying it. So like,
but like, I think the point was like, it's like Estina really made that jacket look good. And that jacket went with the theme that she was going for.
Yes.
It was that very like, you know, with her coming out, like, oh, I'm just getting my chicken and my two cheese and a biscuit. You know what I mean? Like she was giving you a kind of like fantasy, and that went with the fantasy. But what I was saying, it wasn't even the fact that it was like H&M. She's like, just throw some fucking rhinestones on it. Like, throw a glitter spray on it. Throw a couple rhinestones on
it. And the pieces you added didn't help it.
Yeah. Like, don't bring something from the rack that cost you $20 and then, you know. Mm-hmm. Like,
matte black.
Yeah. Like, my law firm commercial mini challenge thing. Did I get that at Value Village? Yes, I did. But was it probably some, like, power ladies suit, like, working for a law firm in like the 70s, probably as well.
Probably as well.
You know, and make it look the way you, like, it's got to look specific to what you want to show.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I
and that was
on that, but like,
yeah,
because it was meant not for rhinestoning, but like for like a number where you're like performing.
That's the thing
on
girl group. Yeah.
You got a little
spaz on there, a little
like boop. even look at Bimini, she just had like her little skirt and her like her top with her cowboy hat on.
True,
but the way she styled everything, she was like the sporty of the girl group.
Totally,
that was, you know, she was like the sporty
totally. Spice,
but it worked with everything else,
and she turned every other bit of it out. I mean,
yeah, so like, black. She was specifically kind of not wanting to be in the group because she was determined to say, "I can't do these performances. I can't learn the choreo." Lawrence Chaney had trouble with choreo, but she turned it out. Like, you're coming back. I would be like, "Yes, snap my hip out of place. I'm gonna learn the choreo. Like, I'm gonna learn it. I'm gonna do it.
Break my neck, bitch."
Totally.
I love it. Okay, here we go. Then we have our final lip sync, Tia and Joe. Tia's just a little bit more fun and stupid and goofy and having fun.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because, you know, Tia lip sync, this is both kind of like their second lip sync, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted Tia to like pull down her cone.
Uh-huh. You didn't want it up, down, off?
I wasn't sure. I was like, you know, take it all off or like pull it back down.
Mm-hmm.
And Tia's poor knees. You know, I've done a lot of death drops and I've jumped off a lot of bars onto my knees. And mm-hmm. There's a way of doing it. Mm-hmm. I just like feel really bad for Tia's knees. Like
she's giving them the chop every single week.
I call it a Tia smash.
Yes.
Someone needs to make that a gif.
That's a gif for sure. Yes. Tio is just a little bit more. I like Joe, but like maybe just her style worked less well with the song. It seems like she really needs like a Broadway theater. Like she probably would have done great with Memory.
Also, if I got the song Memory for a lip sync, I would be pissed. I'd be so mad.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty high energy.
I did everything, but I'd be like, this is the one I get.
That was also one where I thought they both did well, but I kind of thought Cherry did better. But I guess a lot of people think Taste did better on that lip sync, but whatever. They're both.
I think Taste on that. Taste just the look. She was like, my eyes, look at my eyes, nowhere else, look at my eyes.
Oh, that was great. Well, okay, that was great. I can't believe it. This season is so fun. We're living, we're gagging.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me one more time where everyone can support you, whether they're watching or you're listening to this on the pod feed.
You can find me at ITS Scarlet Bobo on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and TikTok. You can find me on my YouTube channel if you just search up Scarlet Bobo. And you can find me on PayPal at paypal.me/ScarletBobo. And my Student-to-Be podcast, which should be coming out in the next couple weeks. Keep an eye out for the Bobo show.
Obviously, you're already following Scarlet, but just it'll be on your Instagram. It'll be on your Twitter. Buzz, all that.
Oh, and go comment and like on my photos because I'm currently in the middle of a shadow ban I'm trying to get myself out of, and it's really annoying.
What?
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't think there's only 10% of my followers are like seeing my stuff constantly. My stuff just keeps getting like buried into the algorithm, and it's driving me absolutely crazy.
Why did that happen?
I think it's because like I had my nude scandal, my nudes leaked all over the internet. It was a whole thing, and then I took some time off Instagram because I was just kind of getting bombarded with like messages,
a lot of bullshit.
And then I came back with like a tasteful, like covered up, like fuck you nude thing. But I think it was the time that I spent off Instagram. I don't know, something in that point happened, and it was annoying as fuck.
That's fucking bullshit. Go support you, like you, comment. That's fucking stupid. Stop telling them what to do with your body. Like off Instagram.
Fuck off.
Great. Well, we'll support you. You can support us by giving me some cash at Monogapian, Venmo, PayPal. You can rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. Hi. Do that little number. That it always supports us. Keep following us on Instagram. And go check out the pod feed. This will be on the pod feed next week. So you can listen to this if you don't want to watch us on the Instagram live. Okay, thank you so much, gal. Bye, Bobo.
Bye, baby. Thank you so much.
You're the best. Bye. Scarlet to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.